It's about a slave girl who lives in the Han Dynasty in China. The exact year is 140 BC. And her job is to serve the dragon keeper, the imperial dragon keeper. And he's not a very nice man. And he has charge of two dragons that belong to the emperor. But he's not very good at his job. And one of the dragons dies at the beginning of the story. And eventually the young girl, who has no name, escapes with the dragon. And the dragon won't leave this remote mountain without a stone that he has hidden in a cave. It's a purple, crystalline-looking stone, about the size of a small watermelon. And he tells the girl, Ping, that it's her job to look after the dragon stone, and they must take it to the ocean, which is on the other side of China. And she doesn't know why, she can't understand it, but she's got nothing else to do, basically. She's left the only home she's ever had, and their story is their adventures as they go to ocean.